In the month of November, the church turns our attention to death. It's why this past Monday on November 2nd, we celebrated All Souls Day. And then we have our Book of the Names of the Dead over here all throughout November. And we turn our attention to this topic of death, I think, at a timely time of the year. It's when things start dying. It's when things in nature start dwindling down. Even the days start getting shorter and there's less and less daylight. And so it's a good time to think about death. There's even this phrase the church gives us in Latin, memento mori, remember your death. The monks would say this as they go throughout every day, remember your death. We don't know when it will come. We don't know the day nor the hour. And so it's a good meditation that we do this year in and year out. I even had a funeral this week, and I've got another one next week. And so death is kind of in the air, like I said, in this time and this season. And there's, in our current climate, I think it's easier to think about death. Pandemic, all the things going around us. And so, like I said, it's a good meditation for us to have. And our readings tonight follow suit. As we wrap up the liturgical year, our readings turn more and more to this focus, this theme of waiting, of vigilance, a theme of longing. We saw that in the book of Wisdom, Paul's letter to the Thessalonians, and especially in this parable that we only find in Matthew's gospel. It's unique to Matthew, and it's towards the end of Jesus' discourse that would lead into his own passion and death. And so these words of Jesus come at the end of his own life here on earth. They're the words of a man preparing for his own death in this parable that he gives to us tonight. In this image that he gives, the image of the bridegroom and the bride, is a very common one in Scripture. This image of marriage, of a bridegroom and bride, is used all throughout the Old and New Testament. And it's used with a particular purpose, that God is the bridegroom, and he wants to marry his bride, his people, the church. This is an image used all throughout the Old and New Testament. So the Jews would have recognized this image in the parable that Jesus uses. And I think it's easy for us to see Jesus as that bridegroom. He's the bridegroom whom we're waiting for. We know that he'll come again. And so there's this second coming of the bridegroom built into the parable. And we can see that with our eyes of faith. But where's the bride? In the parable, there's no bride. We only get the bridegroom. Just a few hours ago, I had a wedding right here. I have two more next week right here. If there was no bride, there's no wedding. Everyone would just have to go home, right? But in this parable, there's the bridegroom and no explicit bride. But there are these 10 virgins. We hear 5 foolish, 5 wise. We could see those 10 virgins as like the attendants at the wedding, but they also serve a deeper purpose for us. Each of them is a potential bride. Each of them waiting for the bridegroom in her virginity is waiting to be married. And so each one represents us. Each one is a potential bride waiting for the bridegroom, as well as being an attendant. Now, the fathers of the church, as they would look over the scriptures and pray for some kind of interpretation, there was a common interpretation given to this parable, especially in those images of the lamps and the oil. The fathers of the church interpreted these items that the virgins were carrying to be this. The lamps were interpreted to be faith, and the oil was interpreted to be works. faith and works. They go hand in hand, right? That's what the Apostle James tells us in his epistle. He says, faith without works, it's dead. And I think we can see that in the parable here with the virgins. The five foolish virgins who didn't bring oil, no light, death. But the wise virgins who had both the lamps and the oil, the faith and the works, they had life. They had light. And so it's a really good common interpretation for us to ponder. What's my faith like? And do I have the matching works that gives light and animation to my Christianity? Or am I just wandering around, wondering where to go? It's a good interpretation and a meditation for us. Faith and works, the lamp and the oil, they're both necessary for us. You see, the wise virgins were fully committed. They were on board. They had their lamps, they had their oil, they were set. And in a certain way, in the parable, they couldn't share their oil. It wasn't just because they were being mean or stingy. They couldn't share their works with the foolish virgins. Just like, I can't do 2 hours of adoration every day, one for me and one for you. I can't do twice the amount of charitable activity, half for me, half for you. I can't give 20% of my income, 10% for me, 10% for you. It just doesn't work that way, does it? Some of us kind of wish it would. Like, oh, maybe he'll do all that work for me. But then I lack that commitment if I'm just laying in bed all day and somebody else is praying for me, somebody else is doing charity, somebody else is tithing, but I'm not. I lack that commitment. I lack that necessary component of works that ought to go hand in hand with my faith. I really can't share it completely, but I can inspire, and I can pray for my brothers and sisters, and I can encourage, but I really can't give in a certain way because I can't give my works in a way that will bring salvation to another person. They have to make that choice and decision for themselves to be committed. And so it's a good question for us to ask here as days get darker, as night gets longer. What is my commitment? What is the state of my works? What is the state of my faith? Will I be ready when the bridegroom comes? So, brothers and sisters, I encourage you, stay awake. None of us wants to hear those most tragic words ever written. They come right here at the end of the parable. Amen, I say to you, I do not know you. Those are the most tragic words that none of us wants to hear the bridegroom say. So stay awake, prepare, and be ready when he comes.